Let me tell you about the story of a boy and a girl.
Hey, Henry. Didn't see you there.
Yeah, guess what I just did?
What?
Wrote a dank rap.
Really?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Yes, I'd love to hear
it. All right, let me pull it up on my phone. Wow, that is a lot of curses. Can I just omit the curses from it?
Yes.
Okay. Here's my rap. All curses omitted. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yo. What?
Nice. Actually, that sounds a lot like an Eminem song. Are you sure this was an original creation?
I promise you it was.
Okay, just making sure.
What song were you referring to?
Pretty much Eminem's entire discography. So.
Oh, yeah, Good Kid, Mad City, right?
Yeah, that one.
Are you regretting that I opened the window? Because it's very cold all of a sudden.
Yeah, Henry. It's very chilly.
But it was very warm beforehand.
Yeah, Henry was crying, and so we opened the window for him because he was too warm.
Tears streaming down my face.
Should we turn off the fan?
No. Help? No.
Are we just going to be cold? Like, I'm okay with that. No?
What? Yeah.
Are we just gonna
I wasn't
be cold?
Paying attention.
Oh, cool.
Do you want me to close the door? The window?
You can close the door.
To the window. To the wall.
Wow, this is a disaster.
Till people hear us from outside the hall, because we're being noisy.
Wow. You really do have a blossoming career in rap.
Yeah.
R&B.
R&B? Just B, really.
Really?
Yeah, no R.
Okay. How about an and?
The ampersand?
Yeah.
Give or take.
Okay, I'll take that
Muscle Manos.
I'll take that one. So are you ready to get into some music?
Not yet.
Should we introduce ourselves first?
No.
Okay.
That jacket.
Uh-huh.
When did you get it?
A couple weeks ago.
It's very interesting. I enjoy it.
It literally says Samuel McQuillan.
No, it doesn't. It just says Sam.
It says Sam McQuillan.
There's a leopard on it.
Uh-huh.
You think you do sports and stuff now?
Yeah. A sports jacket for Lafayette College fencing.
You fence?
No.
Just make sure. All right, now I'm ready for music.
Okay.
Wait, no food or drinks.
Mm-hmm.
What about both? Then it's okay. What about
That's
a smoothie?
True.
It's a food and a drink. That's
or
a good
what about
right
water?
That's
with
a drink.
Ice in it?
That's a drink.
With ice in it,
That's
though.
Still a drink.
You eat the ice, you drink the water.
That's still a drink with... Just play the music.
All right. We'll consider this. We'll get back to you, listeners. To start off our indie pop extravaganza, we'll be listening to Miss Independent by Neo.
Yeah.
Truly a classic. Truly a classic.
I agree.
Enjoy.
I won't.
Spend a little time. She got her own thing. at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her, something oh so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her, 'cause she work like a boss, play like a boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off.
Yeshua. Beloved.
Wow. Yeah.
Them was actually prolonging when he could cut back in until I stopped singing.
Yeah.
So then I stopped for a sec, did the old bait and switch, came back, sang, messed it up.
I got bamboozled.
Hardcore.
Yeah. So I'm sorry about that, listeners. And I'm sorry for me as well.
You should be.
Wow.
So how's your week been, Sam? I haven't seen you since like a fortnight ago.
It's been a quarter of a fortnight, but yeah.
A fourth of a quarter night?
It's been more like a half of a fortnight. It's like an eighth
half
night.
Half a fortnight? An eighth night?
Yeah, because the last time we saw each other was what, Wednesday? Yeah, so that's...
That's half a fortnight.
I mean, it's one day less than half a fortnight.
Okay, half a fortnight minus one.
Yeah, so like, what, 6/14? 3/7 of a fortnight? More or less. I don't know. I don't do math, so...
Yes, you do. You do a lot of math.
I have not seen a number in my life.
I've heard that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, numbers don't exist.
Yeah.
Neither do we.
And just to like be careful, because, you know, sometimes letters can be numbers, like X, Y. Uh-huh. I just stay away from books, too.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense now, actually.
Yeah, so
I can see that.
I'm really just trying to distance myself, really.
From what?
Mathematics.
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 Mathematics. The themes of math.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I would say so.
So, okay, now that we've gone over the period of time that we haven't seen each other,
yes.
How was that span of time for you as an individual?
It was good. I had two exams.
Entertainment-wise.
Entertainment-wise?
Yeah.
Or
just what's happening in your life?
I just had two exams, so I'm kind of recovering. Thank you.
Cool, we get it. You do work. So does everyone.
Wow. What a nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's your life been?
Terrible.
Really?
Yeah, so not sure if you heard. I am on crutches now.
Yep.
As you can see, two beautiful, big, black, beautiful crutches.
Okay.
And I messed up my foot pretty badly, so I'm hobbling around on those. I came to the realization that I'm possibly lactose intolerant a couple days ago, so really can't eat much food. I'm just shoveling bagels down my throat, among other things.
The dream.
And, yeah, so that's not fun. I'm living in Aruba next year, though. That's going to be a thing.
Wow. Unlucky. I mean, I'm leaving the Fishers, so we'll be next to each other.
I like that, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
because
it'll harness my creative power to think of ways to not hang out with you anymore. Because, like, we live kind of far right now, so I can be like, oh, you're too far. But, like, there's not really that excuse. So I can tap into a whole new world of being able to just be like, oh, my cat is undergoing mitosis, so I can't. Sorry.
Well, I'm excited for that. I'm even maybe more excited for not having to walk so far to vandalize your room.
Small disclaimer, I'm a fraud.
Really?
Me and Sam had this conversation about 5 minutes ago, mm-hmm. and I said, put that thought on pause. Let's have the listeners, the viewers, the people react to it. So we're rehashing an old conversation here, and if it doesn't feel genuine to you, that's why. I try to be as transparent as possible, and I'm a joke.
Wow. Radiogate.
Yeah.
Wow. Radio Ghazi.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that I got that off my chest via telling them.
We saw. We got kicked off the air.
Wow. I'm okay with that. Wow. So I hope that our listeners don't view less of us because of that.
The bar is already so low. I don't know how you get into like negatives of opinions.
You can't.
But like numerically, I understand like the utilitarian viewpoint of like net value and such, but how low can you go? We're like limboing out here.
I mean, well, let's consider utility as a subjective value judgment that has no true meaningful numerical value aside from a qualitative expression.
Three.
Okay, that's fair. I think we solved it.
I think we really got a lot accomplished here.
Wow. Well, thank God we finished that up. That was cool. Go us.
as a celebration, let's play some tunes, if you will.
Yep.
I know I certainly will. Because if there's a will, there's a way.
I agree.
Kind of beautiful.
Which is not the song that we're listening
no,
to.
No, we're not playing that song.
It's Love, but misspelled.
How do you know this isn't the correct spelling of love and all other iterations of love have been misspelled in the past?
I mean, assuming that we're using the dictionary?
That is antiquated beyond belief, and it just spews falsehoods.
Yeah, I would call it ethnocentric, but at the same time, I would call it the dictionary.
Yeah, the dictionary is racist. Facts are racist.
All right, and with that, we're gonna play a little song for you here.
Called Love, spelled properly. Just because our cultures are different, just because it's different, doesn't make it any worse off, Sam.
All right, I'm getting flashbacks from my anthro class. I'm gonna need to play this right now.
The FCC is the...
lies. Back to yesterday. Save tonight. I feel the sun creeping up like tick tock. I'm trying to keep you in my head, but if not, we'll just keep running from tomorrow with our lips locked. Yeah, you got me begging, begging, baby, please don't go. If I wake up tomorrow, will you still be here? I don't know. If you feel the way I do, if you leave, I'm gonna find you. Baby, please don't go, 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 go. Baby, please don't go, 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 go. Baby, please don't go, 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 go. Baby, please don't. Baby, please don't. Baby, please don't run away from my bed and start another day. Stay instead. I feel the sun creeping up like tick tock. I'm trying to keep you in my head, but if not, we'll just keep running from tomorrow with our lips locked. Yeah, you got me begging, begging, baby, please don't go. If I wake up tomorrow, will you still be here? I don't know. If you feel the way I do, if you leave, I'm gonna find you. Baby, please don't go, 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 go. Baby, please don't go, 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 go. Baby, please don't.
And that's just how the cookie crumbles, man.
Yeah, and that's just how the news goes.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
No, it's a Tuesday afternoon.
From Eastern Pennsylvania, WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, DMX.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, but we are live, so that's something you did get right the first time. And being part of a live radio show, we are obligated to do some PSAs, so we're gonna do that.
Can you just give me a sec?
All right, he's clearly saying a very important message. What mm-hmm. message is that, Henry?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Okay, worth a shot. I forgot that you're a bully. Good one, Sam. Good one. Our listeners are waiting. Okay, are you done?
I literally checked the website 2 minutes ago. We have zero listeners right now.
I like to think that we do have listeners, though.
Yes, I know you'd like to think that, but the statistics, the facts, they don't lie.
Let me tell you something about facts versus emotions. I have the latter, which means I win. So... are you gonna read some PSAs? Yeah, no? I'm just gonna...
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Shared responsibility. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are unacceptable. You know what's one of those?
What is it?
The fact that 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. But to be fair, many places is also lower. That's how averages work. But many places, it's higher, too.
Really?
And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities to support them, challenge them, and push them a little bit. And do whatever you can to help them make it through. Because this one statistic we cannot afford to ignore. It is unacceptable. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that is needed to make it to graduation, a message from the U.S. Army and Ad Council. Fantastic.
Good job. Are those, is that the only one we're doing today?
Yeah. All right. Back to the music.
I'm okay with that. Next we have Love on Me by Galantis, the CID remix. Never heard it before, but
it's not very good.
Okay.
Deal with it.
Sounds like most our music.
Never yours, but I try to find been trying to make a change. I need your love, I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make it right. I feel so high, I come alive. I need to be free.
Hello, my name is Henry G. Schweber, alongside DJ My Mom, I Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone. We have a little bit of time left here. What we're planning on doing right now is giving you a couple songs, having an early send-off. It's a beautiful day outside. I don't see this. Is it raining?
Oh, it was raining.
It looks like it's raining a lot now.
Really?
Yeah. I think I spoke too soon. It's definitely raining, right?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Unlucky.
Unlucky, mate. That's how foreign people narrate soccer games.
The foreign people.
I said not the foreign people, just foreign people in general. They're all the same.
Wow. All right. We're slowly getting less politically correct as the days go on.
Good.
Wow. Good one.
Thanks, man. I wrote that down on a list of one-liners. I was hoping you could actually review it for me. Mm-hmm. What is in my back pocket?
Is it a list of one-liners, or is it in lower order?
It's not a lower order.
Is it a receipt?
It is a receipt.
From Wawa College Bookstore?
It is not. It is from Morici's Restaurante.
Ah.
Restaurante. There's no N.
Really?
It says Restaurante.
That's a fatal error.
All right. How much was everything?
Oh, are you asking me to guess?
Yeah, guess the bill.
I mean, who are, like, was it just you that you're paying for?
No.
Are you paying for
two people?
Okay, two people. I'm going to say
me and someone else. Your mom.
$35.
You would be incorrect.
How much was it?
Guess again.
20.
No.
25.
No. You were close the first time. Closer.
32.
No.
36.
No.
37.
No.
38.
No.
39.
No.
This isn't fun for anyone.
You're very close.
40.
No.
41.
No.
42.
No.
43.
No.
44.
No, it was 42.50.
Oh, wow. So you wanted me to guess the correct sense?
Yeah.
Wow. What a fair and balanced game.
I agree.
I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that as well. I think that you had a very fair and equal playing field to make an informed guess decision and win the prize.
What was the prize? I didn't win, though. You just threw the receipt at me.
I know.
Wow.
You're paying it.
Oh, okay.
I got the receipt and then just booked it from the restaurant. I didn't pay or anything like that.
Do you just admit to, like, dying dashing on air?
I love how you used the colloquial term, like, you were going to, like, go so far deep on me to be like, I'm laying down the law, but then you said dine and dash. You really just damaged your credibility with that one.
I'd agree.
Bad Yo, ethos. Can you put your hands up like a goalpost?
Are you playing paper football or whatever nowadays?
Goal! Oh, that was wide right.
Wow. All right.
Oh.
All right. This is not you just... There we go.
Oh.
That made it, right?
Good. Yeah, it made it. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Music and then leave?
Yes.
Because I got stuff to do?
I like the second part. So let's get in
Leaving?
Don't by Ed Sheeran.
She said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait. But then I jumped right in, a week later returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn. But I gave her my time for two or three nights. Then I put it on pause until the moment was right. I went away 4 months until our paths crossed again. She told me I was never looking for a friend. Maybe you could swing by my room around 10. Baby, bring the lemon and a bottle of gin. We'll be in between the sheets till the late a.m. Baby, if you wanted me, then you should have just said she's singing. Don't laugh when my love, that heart is so cold. All over my own, I don't wanna know that, baby. Weeks, I only wanna see her. We drink away the days with a takeaway pizza. Before a text message was the only way to reach her. Now she's staying at my place and loves the way I treat her. Singing out Aretha all over the track like a feature. And never wants to sleep, I guess that I don't want to either. But me and her, we make money the same way. 4 cities, 2 planes the same day. And those shows have never been what it's about. But maybe we'll go together and just figure it out. I'd rather put on a film with you and sit on the couch. But we should get on a plane or we'll be missing it now. Wish I'd have written it down, the way that things played out. When she was kissing him, how I was confused about. Now she should figure it out while I'm sat here singing. Don't laugh when my love, that heart is so cold. All over my trust and respect is what we do this for. I never intended to be next, but you didn't need to take him to bed, that's all. And I never saw him as a threat until you disappeared with him to have sex, of course. It's not like we were both on tour. We were staying at the same hotel floor. And I wasn't looking for a promise or commitment, but it was never just fun and I thought you were different. This is not the way you realize what you wanted. It's a bit too much too late if I'm honest. And all this time, God knows I'm singing.
Welcome back to DMX, guys. I'm Henry G. Schweber alongside my co-host DJ My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone. We're all wrapped up here now, and the rain has gone away, the sun is shining. I think it's a sign from God that he's very thankful that we are no longer going to be speaking to you.
Yeah,
so I would say that's so. Just the dark cloud has metaphorically and literally been moved as we wrap up our show here today.
Mm-hmm. That sounds almost like a direct quote from the Torah, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Old Testament.
Yeah, of course. Wow. Well.
Well, I hope you had as much fun as I did, which was none at all.
Why would you wish that on
our Because viewers? I don't like people very much.
That's fair. That's fair.
And with that, I bid you adieu. Have a fantastic rest of the week. Except for you, Sam.
Thanks.